This is the KPFA LSB November meeting, and we are now called to order. And roll call, Carol.
Good morning, November 4th, 2017, KPFA LSB regular meeting. Roll call, Sharon Adams.
Here.
Sharon Adams present.
Here.
Ahmad Anderson. Ahmad Anderson absent. William Campisi.
Present.
William Campisi present. Chris Corey.
Here.
Chris Corey present. Brian Crowell.
Here.
Brian Crowell present. Lisa Detmer. Lisa Detmer absent. Anthony Fest.
Here.
Anthony Fest present. Sasha Futron. Sasha Futron present. Yuri Gottsman. Yuri Gottsman excused absence. Christina Huggins. Christina Huggins present. Sabrina Jacobs. Sabrina.
Ooh,
you snuck in. Okay. Christina Jacobs here. Janet Coburn.
Present.
Janet Coburn present. Tim Lynch. Tim Lynch present. Scott Olson.
Scott. I'm here.
Oh, hi, Scott. Scott Olson present. Electronically. Okay. TM Scruggs. TM Scruggs present. Aki Tanaka.
Here.
Aki Tanaka present. Carol Travis.
Here.
Carol Travis present. Andrea Turner.
Present.
Andrea Turner present. Tom Voorhees.
He's here. Here.
Tom Voorhees present remote. Carol Wolfley present, myself. Richard Walensky.
Yeah, I guess so.
We're hoping he's present. Richard Walensky. Okay, he is here. Marilla Arguelles. Marilla Arguelles present. Ramses Tion Nichols.
Here on the phone.
Oh, good. Ramses Tion Nichols remote. And Steve Seltzer. Steve Seltzer present remote. Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we do have a quorum.
Okay. You have an agenda before you. Can I have a motion to accept the agenda? And seconded, are there any additions? And of course there are. Janet.
Well, I have two. One is that there needs to be a report out on the agenda after the executive session, so that it would be maybe 6A. And given that item 8 is time sensitive, I move that this be taken up before the meeting is adjourned.
Okay. So, repeating what you said was that 6A is reporting out from what we do in the executive session, a statement about that, and that you ask that we attempt to do item 8 before we adjourn.
Well, not attempt to take up item 8
before what?
Adjournment.
Before adjournment. That's what I said.
Not attempt to, but.
Oh, pardon me. Okay. Okay. Well. Okay. So, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. There's a second. There's an amendment.
Yeah. I just think it shouldn't be under public comments. Janet, would you be agreeable to putting it under 6A is. Oh. Public comments.
I'm sorry.
So could I put it under 7A?
You're restating as 7A?
Well, the executive session doesn't have a number, so I meant for it to go after the executive session.
Well, the item number 7 is Pacifica. Yeah, okay, so after that. So we'll call
before,
it.
Before the
before
report.
That.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay. Does everybody understand? There is a requirement when you have an executive session that you characterize it at the end of it so that you explain to people why you've been in executive session. And so Janet is asking that that is reflected on the agenda and not presumed to be there to remind us. And she is saying, I think we should separate these. I'm going to separate them unless people overrule the chair. Okay, let's vote on one, the first one that we've added to the agenda, the point where we have to report out. Okay? All in favor, raise your hands. And if there's anybody objecting on the phone, okay, it's unanimous. Okay. On the second item.
May I just make a short motivation on before we vote on it? I mean, there was no discussion on my second motion.
Is it on
moving it? Yeah, it's on moving it.
Are you on why you want it there?
Yeah.
One minute. Go ahead.
Oh, this was initially moved and seconded in August. It was tabled to September. The September meeting adjourned before it reached that. So it's been, you know, this would be the third time, and it's time sensitive.
Okay. I just want to say that if everybody has left, I can't, even if we voted for this, or if 4 people are left, we cannot recognize that that's enough to vote on this. So understanding that, the motion is up now. To add that item 8 be voted on today before we adjourn. And I'm adding if we're all here. Okay. All right.
I'm asking for wording so that I have exact wording for the motion that she's making, if that's okay.
She's writing.
Go ahead. Read it, the exact wording.
Move to amend the agenda to take up item 8, which is the proposed resolution. Move to recommend the KPFA-LSB use the recount results for filling delegate seats prior to adjourning the meeting.
I point to people that it is on the agenda now.
I object. So,
you know, it is already on the agenda. Okay, can we just have a vote on this? All in favor? It seconded? Was this part seconded? Oh, yes, Seltzer seconded it. Okay. All in favor of this, please raise your hand. Opposed? Okay, I've got to take a count. Let's do it again. All in favor of this, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. And who's on?
5.
5. 1.
Raise your hand.
1, 2. Jen. 3, 4.
Anthony.
Marilla. Oh, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I assume somebody anybody on Zoom want to vote for it? Doesn't matter.
Yes, this is Steve.
Okay, that's 6. It still fails. So it's on the agenda, and we'll attempt to get to it. I think that Janet is right. It would be good for us to get to it. Okay. Minutes. Are there any objection to the minutes as written? Oh, maybe we didn't accept the agenda with the one change. All in favor of what? You've got another amendment? Yeah. About what?
Well, not a great matter, but perhaps for
Sometime in the future, if someone goes back and looks at this, it says draft agenda, KPFA local station board executive session to discuss contractual issues. Well, these aren't really contractual issues. Did somebody mean confidential issues? Whoever prepared this? Because it's not about a contract.
It is my, let me ask.
Would you say we're discussing contractual issues today?
Just call it confidential. Okay. So we're correcting that and making it confidential. And let's accept the agenda now with these two changes. All in favor, please raise your hands. Anybody opposed? Okay. And there's nobody screaming from there. Okay. Approve the minutes. Does anybody have any corrections? Somebody move to approve the minutes? Okay. Is there any objection to the minutes as written? Going once. Going twice. All in favor of accepting the minutes as written, please raise your hands. And I see the hands on the phone. Scott knows how to do a hand on the phone. Okay, cool. Accept it. Announcements. Okay. No announcements.
No, I have one.
Oh.
I thought you were getting a public comment.
No, but I'll do that in a minute. I just wanted to announce the Craftway, the Craneway Craft Fair, December 16th and 17th at the Craneway Pavilion in Richmond. They are welcoming people, and it's a great opportunity to meet people in the community for LSB members.
Okay.
There's flyers on the table.
Any other announcements? No. We're moving to public comments. Who's timing? Sharon's timing? 3 minutes. Jean Bernardi. Can somebody give Jean a microphone, please?
Oh, good morning. I'm a subscriber, and I have been since about 1952. And that might account for the fact that I have a hearing loss. But first of all, I'd like to say that I heard the announcement for this meeting many, many times, which of course means I listen a lot. But it didn't have the time on it. And I'm an anti-tech person, so I couldn't go to a computer at home anyway to find out what time it was. And if it wasn't for my calling Daniel, I wouldn't know what time it was supposed to start. However, of course, it didn't start at 11, which I was told is start time. Also, this arrangement's a little bit better than it was in the beginning for someone with a hearing loss. I know that I've been to many meetings in this building. I know there are more of these straight tables, and well, downstairs anyway. Whether you can get them up here, I don't know. But, you know, if you could have a U shape that's open here, then it'd be much more welcoming to the audience. Thank you.
Just for your information, there's a comic book fair, which is why we're standing late, because there's no parking anywhere. And also, we couldn't get any long tables. Okay. Daniel.
Yes. I'm Daniel Borgstrom. Right now we're discussing whether Pacifica and KPFA can stay on the air, survive financially. Let me step back one moment and say, for what? What is the purpose of this? And I've said this many, many times. People, I think, are very tired of hearing me saying this, but when people ask me why I joined the Marine Corps at the age of 18, did 4 years in the Marine Corps, the short answer is because there was, where I grew up, no KPFA, no Pacifica affiliated station, no other opinions other than the standard well, we all know what, Cold War stuff. And now, if KPFA and Pacifica are to remain, the important thing is that this anti-war voice must be, let's bear this in mind. I hear on KPFA stuff which tends to justify humanitarian intervention. I almost was involved in a humanitarian intervention back in 61, I think it was. But anyway, these humanitarian inventions, that's just another word for euphemism, means we gotta go to war. And people hearing this, teenagers, children, are likely to be encouraged to join the military because that's the way they can defend human rights. Well, that is not the way they can defend human rights. Let us bear in mind that to be of any value, KPFA and Pacifica must be an anti-war voice. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. That concludes public comments, and we are now going to adjourn into, or recess into, I don't know the language, into an executive session. So we have to ask everybody to leave. And we are going to go off. We're going to stop recording. I think. No, maybe we still record. Okay. So the public has to leave now. I cannot answer that. I would say a couple of hours at least. And we have two people who are going to be part of the executive session who we invited, but everybody else has to leave.